I'm in the hood, bitches yelling, they love me. Get in this coupe, you gon' be naked with body like Buffy. Why every time I hit the block, niggas' faces get ugly?
Division and Stampede Association is pleased to present the Calgary Stampede Rodeo Report on the Chuck Wagon Radio Network. With all the details of today's afternoon rodeo performance, here's Arnie Jackson.
A great afternoon to be a young Canadian rodeo fan. For those who follow professional rodeo fairly closely, you'll already
know.
It's
a guy riding some kind of wheel down the street.
Familiar with this young 20-year-old bronc riding sensation?
Some kind of robotic wheel on the sidewalk.
Now a go-round at the
like not a Segway, but
the son of the great Skeeter Thurston, originally from Hyannis, Nebraska, climbed aboard Wayne Hole's Awesome.
Looks like a pogo ball, but a wheel, and
just that kind of a
he's going real slow and kind of rolling alongside someone.
Oh, man, to have that Austin today, he boxed himself good, and he was a big strong
horse. I don't...
Yeah, it was good. I liked it.
Thurston was a whopping 89 points this afternoon, giving him a two-head total of 150.
I don't fucking know.
And with two more days to go, he has a very good chance of earning a buy into Sunday's million-dollar championship round. Good day for Canadian Roughstock Cowboys as Orrin Larson out of Inglis, Manitoba, spurred out a great-looking 88-point run on Kessler's Mile Away. That gives Larson a total of 173 points over 2 days here at the Calgary Stampede. Top American on the afternoon, Casey Field, the Spanish Fork, Utah bareback specialist, covered Kessler's Blue Wings for a nice smooth 85.5-point score. In the bull riding, it was Stetson Lawrence out of Williston, North Dakota that scored the highest of five qualified rides. Lawrence went the 8-second distance on Big Stone 7
this
dust
is
for a whopping 89
rodeo
and a half
stuff.
Point ride. The only Canadian in the bull riding B pool of contestants
it
is
says this the Chuck Wagon Radio Network. I don't know what the fuck's going on.
Fortune of being bucked off of Big Stone Sheep Creek. To the timed events end of the arena now, where four times Canadian barrel racing champ Lisa Lockhart was quickest around the Cloverleaf barrel pattern. She had a time of 17:34. It's the second straight go-round win for the Ulrich South Dakota barrel racer, and she's thrilled with her start at this year's Calgary Stampede.
Just breaking the ice yesterday, and about Reese's my eyes because it's so exciting. Just knowing you got the monkey off your back and got a good start at it instead of trying to pull it out of the hat at the end. So, yeah, I was absolutely thrilled yesterday, and today was just, you know, pretty surreal.
Lockhart has two runs completed in 34.6 seconds and leads the B pool of ladies barrel racing contestants. In the bulldogging event, five-times champ of the world, Luke Brantino, wasn't to be denied top spot on day two of the B-pool. The big guy stopped the clock in a 4-3. Well, the quickest Canadian in spear wrestling this afternoon turned out to be Jesse Laws from Provo, Alberta. He had a 7-3. Wrapping and tying in the calf roping was the skill sets of 24-year-old Corey Solomon. The Prairie View, Texas tight event specialist got the job done in a sizzling time of a 6-8. Not only the quickest on the day, but also the quickest time so far at this year's Calgary Stampede. The only Canadian in the calf roping B pool section is Morgan Grant. The Ontario native was well off the pace at 8 seconds flat. Same contestants back again tomorrow for the third day of the B pool competition. For the Chuck Wagon Radio Network, I'm Arnie Jackson at the Calgary Stampede Rodeo Infield.
Thank you, Arnold. And Arnold will be with us throughout the course of Stampede, including the final day Sunday, with a complete wrap-up report. This rodeo report has been presented by the 93rd Annual Dawson Creek Exhibition and Stampede. You can visit the greatest show in the piece August 4th through 9th by visiting DawsonCreekFair.com. More WPCA, World Professional Chuck Wagon Association Wagon Chatter, coming to you right after this next break on the Chuck Wagon Radio Network.
Joel Osteen Radio.
You're not going to be blessed. You've already been blessed.
Exclusively on Sirius XM.
Hi, this is Joel and Victoria Osteen. We are so excited about Joel Osteen Radio.
Outlast whatever is trying to come against you.
I love the fact that it's national, that it's satellite, that you can pick it up anywhere, let people know that good things are in store.
When you believe, new doors open.
Yes.
You'll be inspired and uplifted.
Joel Osteen Radio.
Sirius XM 128.
Or listen on the Sirius XM app.
God, maybe we should be listening to that. That sounds fucking insane.
Promotions have gotten some of Western Canada's finest company logos onto products their clients and employees can wear. Use it the
of that. Nine.
I feel like I've heard the name Joel Osteen before. Isn't he a fucking lunatic?
No matter how dark it gets.
As like a televangelist. Okay, same thing.
I'm not going to get discouraged. I know God's favor is on its way. I know the favor of God is going to turn this around. A while back, I was talking to this man out in the front lobby after a service, and he was
we were smoking cocaine.
At one time, he had a very successful business. He was in the design and graphics industry. But over these last couple of years, his business had just gone down to nothing. He'd lost all of his major clients, and it looked like bankruptcy was inevitable. It looked like he didn't have a chance. So as we were talking, he just went on and on, telling me all about the problem, explaining in great detail all the setbacks he had suffered, all the people that had done him wrong, and how impossible everything was. Finally, I had to stop him and say, listen, we've talked long enough about the problem. Let's start talking about the solution. Let's start talking about what God can do.
Let's start selling drugs.
Divine favor is on its way. See, I knew I had to get some faith into him. I knew I had to talk him into believing. And I told him just what I'm telling you today. One touch of God's favor can turn it all around. One touch of God's favor can send your business over the top. He said, well, Joel, really, I just came back to ask you to pray that God would help me make it through this difficult time. I said, no, I'm not going to pray that God will just barely help you make it through. I'm going to pray that God's favor is going to come in a supernatural way and turn it all around and cause your business to prosper. His eyes just lit up. He said, really? I said, really? You could tell he...
Including its lineup and highlights, visit SiriusXM.com. We look forward to
there tonight. It's our host broadcaster, and that is John Kennedy. John, of course, the former general manager of the World Professional Chuck Wagon Association, a former sponsor and a former head judge. And John, as I said a few moments ago, the weather forecast for the remainder of Stampede 2015 looks absolutely excellent.
That's right, Dan. We have a beautiful evening here tonight. Current temperature, 27 degrees Celsius. Not a cloud in the sky, a little bit hazy. I think that's more smoke than it is clouds. Looking forward, few days.
These kids in the crowd are puffing on that ganja. It's smoky out here.
Friday, high of 29 degrees, both days clear. Saturday, sunny with a little bit of cloud, a high of 27. And Sunday, a long way off, but right now they're talking a high of 25 degrees and a 60% chance of rain showers.
All right, if we get a few showers, they might be welcomed at that particular time. It'll only serve to fasten up that track a little bit. What's the current temperature right now, John? Do you have that?
27 degrees Celsius.
27, that's 81 degrees Fahrenheit. Calgary Stampede weather is presented by Tracy Warrington with Real Estate Professionals Incorporated. Looking for a new home or maybe relocating to the Calgary region? You can contact Tracy today at 710-4892. That's 403-710-4892 or visit TracyWarrington.com. Kim Trungay joins us a little bit later on the roving microphone on the Chuck Wagon Radio Network.
At T3 Equine Health, we are committed to helping your equine athlete with the help of the Equine ProScope 360, the most advanced microcurrent technology.
I'm sorry, are you selling no-scope 360s for horses?
At their best, whether it's
I wasn't listening.
Edge or just optimal health for your equine, T3 Equine Health has all of your needs covered professionally and affordably. Visit us online at t3equinehealth.ca or call 780-242-2151. T3 Equine Health, proud supporter of the Chuck Wagon Radio Network.
The Dawson Creek Fall Fair starts with a Grand Slam performance by Dallas Smith on August the 4th. The WCA and the WPCA start racing on August 5th, gunning for Sunday's Joel Loomis Dash for Cash. Wrangler Pro Rodeo contestants take on Kessler Rodeo's Roughest Stock starting on the 7th. When wagon and rodeo action stops, the watering hole starts every evening from Wednesday to Saturday. Sprinkle in some light and draft horse events, season with the West Coast Amusements Midway and fireworks, and you've got the perfect mix for the greatest show in the piece. There's more information on the Facebook site or DawsonCreekFair.com.
Kurt Benzmiller is proud to follow in the wagon wheel tracks that have been made for three generations. We appreciate all our WPCA Tour sponsors, fans, and friends for their ongoing support throughout the Chuck Wagon season. We thank the Sutima Nation for their continued sponsorship at the Rangeland Derby, and your support helps make our racing success possible. The Benzmiller Racing Team, proud supporter of these Chuck Wagon Radio Network broadcasts.
What are you saying about rural radio on Sirius XM Channel 80?
It's terrible.
The channel here and,
it's a fucking sad joke.
I thought I'd call in. wanted to say it first off, we love the show and we listen every day.
Appreciate your radio show. Thank you so much.
Sounds like a bunch of rebroadcast television.
Sirius Radio. This is the best thing that could happen to my dial on Sirius Radio because I love RFD TV and all your programming, and this is just absolutely wonderful for the radio.
Thank you for listening to Rural Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80. A great Western tradition, the Calgary Stampede Rangeland Derby, live on the Chuckwagon Radio Network.
Welcome back to Wagon Chatter on the Chuckwagon Radio Network, brought to you by the World Professional Chuckwagon Association. As we mentioned moments ago, it's time to go to trackside. Kim Turnier on the roving microphone, the Jacuzzi Calgary roving microphone.
Jacuzzi Calgary roving microphone, please get it right.
Track conditions, night number six, Wednesday night, can we expect for tonight's racing?
Welcome back, Dan. Well, what we can expect is much the same as last night. It looks, again, very firm, especially going onto the track. Maybe two, three wide. It's looking pretty firm. The infield itself looks good. So I expect, again, another really fast night of racing. And if all sets up right, who knows, Jason might get another track record this evening.
Jason, or maybe some of the other fast drivers as well. Of course, Jason Glass, of which Kim is referring to, set the track right.
Apparently, she's a big Jason Glass fan. Who knows? Could be anybody, though. I don't know.
Jacuzzi Hot Tubs of Calgary. Now more than ever, Jacuzzi is the way the world says hot tub. You can visit JacuzziCalgary.com.
Now more than ever, Jacuzzi is the way the world says hot tub.
The greatest outdoor hot tub on earth.
Hoof and Nail Farrier Supplies presents A Moment in Time with Joe Carberry.
1954 was a key year for Hank Willard and the Commodore Allen. They had captured the Rangeland Derby Championship the previous 2 years, and if they could win again this year, they would become only the third outfit to gain ownership of the gas company group. Ronnie Glass opened up the 1954 show with the top time, but after day two, a Willard-driven Commodore Allen outfit had jumped into the lead, but hard challenges from drivers such as Buster Newman, Bill Greenwood, and Ronnie Glass made it appear as though they'd be conceding another Rangeland Derby title to the Commodore Allen outfit. But
I don't really remember any of this on account of
why he had won the Rangeland
Derby. I drank an entire bottle of something. I'm not even sure what it was. It was cooking sherry, I think, and I just blacked out big time. I woke up in Edmonton in 1957.
And Orville Strandquist captured the Rangeland Derby by 5 full seconds over Bill Greenwood, placed second, and Dr. Newman.
The mic's on. Hot mics.
It was the third consecutive year that Hank Willard and Commodore Allen had captured the Rangeland Derby title, allowing them to join Dick Cosgrave and Ronnie Glass with the Johnny Phelan outfit as the only owners of the very prestigious
It's very, very prestigious.
A Moment in Time is brought to you by Hoof and Nail Farrier Supplies. All the supplies you need to get the horse done.
Hey, we're coming back in just a few minutes. I've got some introductions I'd like to make, some very special guests in our broadcast booth, our broadcast team, and also we'll pass out some hellos to people who are listening to the Chuckwagon Radio Network. More WPCA Wagon Chatter coming your way from the Calgary Stampede right after this next break on the Chuckwagon Radio Network.
Wearing the wrong shoes can lead to muscle soreness, pain, even back disorders. You can easily slip your ill-fitting shoes off, but what about your horse? Hoof and Nail Farrier Supplies is your number one supplier of horseshoes, farrier tools, and hoof care products. You can count on Hoof and Nail for the corrective shoes and pads you need, as well as specialty products. Check them out online at hoofnail.com.
Hoof and Nail
Farrier Supplies. All the supplies you need to get the horse done right.
When the Dawson Creek Fall Fair fires up on August the 4th, it's a sure bet that you'll want to go because there's so much to see and do. The excitement of the Chuck Wagons, Wrangler Pro Rodeo, and West Coast Amusements, to name a few. Plus Dallas Smith, the agriculture and draft horse events, water and hole entertainment, and fireworks make the price of admission seem small. But what if you didn't even have to worry about that? The WPCA, the Chuck Wagon Radio Network, Dawson Creek Exhibition, and are hosting a contest open to everyone. And the winner gets a free ticket to everything plus gas money to travel. Enter at DawsonCreekFair.com.
Chuck Wagon Racing involves friends, family commitment, and sponsorship. The Rick and Sue Fraser Chuck Wagon Racing team.
Just want to reiterate, sponsorship. There's a lot of money. This year's please Rangeland sponsor.
And looks forward to seeing you the fair. On the PCA tour this summer.
Rick you sell Sue stuff Fraser, for horse
Chuck
hooves.
Wagon Racing, Team 23 would like to thank Northwell Oilfield Hauling, TerraCore Rentals, Direct Horizontal Drilling, and without these sponsors' support, we could not do what we love. Chuck Wagon Racing.
Hi, everybody. I'm Marlon Bowling, your host for Commodity Wrap. Join us each weekday morning at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central as we preview the day's trade ahead of the open outcry, and every evening at 7 Eastern, 6 Central, recapping the day's commodity price movements along with live interviews from the trading floor and respected analysts from all around the country. We're gathering the news and insights you need to stay ahead of the curve and protect your bottom line on Commodity Wrap on Rural Radio, your trusted market authority.
We're proud to present this evening's broadcast of the Calgary Stampede Rangeland Derby on the Chuckwagon Radio Network.
And welcome back to the Calgary Stampede, the Rangeland Derby on a beautiful Wednesday night here at Stampede Park. Wagon Chatter brought to you by the WPCA. I've got some very special guests whom I'm going to introduce in just a moment. But first of all, for our broadcast affiliates, thank you for joining us tonight. And there are a number of people I want to say hello to who are listening tonight. My gal Teresa in Water Valley in our hometown is listening with some friends, Gus and Angie. Hello, Gus and Angie. And I hope you enjoy the Chuck Wagon races tonight. Also, I want to say a special hello to Mark Davis of Sundry. Marg and Murray are listening tonight. And also the Clapper Kids, Berlin and Harlow and Mama Mimi, they're listening on 700 AM. And Matt O'Neill and son Peyton, they're listening in Sundry as well. So
I want to say what up to YG, who's recovering from that gunshot wound. I hope he's doing well.
Radio Network. I mentioned a little bit earlier, we have a very special guest. We'll get to that special guest in just a moment. I want to say a special hello to Russ Peake.
Much love to Zane Lowe and his world record today. It was a good record.
In radio and television.
In his mind.
In Calgary, in his own mind.
Fuck you, man.
Suck it. Thank you, Russ, for joining us. We've also got John Kennedy. John did the weather for us moments ago. Longtime partner of the WPCA and the Big Pro Tour, the World Professional Chuck Wagon Association. We've got Numbers Norm Braybrook. Norm is the secretary
of
the WPCA. He keeps us informed as to race times, aggregate times, and top times of the week here right from Stampede Park on the Chuck Wagon Radio Network. Also in the broadcast booth, the faithful and always talented Tim Khalil. Tim, of course, is our station engineer and makes it possible for these programs to be on the air. And as well,
I don't know how that happens. I just
Jamie Thiessen, without whom these broadcasts would not be possible. Our very special guest, and we're pleased and proud to have a longtime voice of the Calgary Flames with us here tonight. Recently retired, and we do miss him, but it's certainly nice to welcome back an all-time friend and certainly a legend in Western Canada, and particularly here in Calgary, the voice of the Calgary Flames, Peter Marr. Peter, nice to have you here in the broadcast booth with us tonight. Welcome.
My pleasure to be here, Dan. This is a great view. This is a better view than some of the broadcast booths I worked in the NHL in the years.
He sounds like he's coming out of an AM radio.
Peter, you and I were talking a little bit earlier, and I said, how many games have you called in the NHL for the Calgary Flames? And I think you said 3,100 plus, right? 3,100 games?
Yeah, I had the good fortune of broadcasting that many games at the NHL level, and it certainly was a great, great thrill. And last year I got to watch the Flames have themselves a really surprisingly outstanding season. The kids did a wonderful job.
They did, and you know, we've got a future that's bright, Peter, to look forward to. I know that for a few years in the NHL when you were doing Calgary Flames games, you watched
Flames
the
games.
And you saw an almost Stanley Cup win back in, 2004, and when Tampa Bay beat them, you also called their big Stanley Cup win way back in 1989 as well.
Yeah, there were a lot of good times, there were some down times, but through it all, that's the way hockey is, and that's the way fans here in Calgary have, accepted the Flames. You know, last year to have that...
accept the Flames!
When they, you know, most people felt they wouldn't, and then beat Vancouver in the first round was a great reward for the loyal fans of this Flame hockey team, and hopefully it just continues to get even better, and one time in the near future, another Stanley Cup can come to this Flame hockey team.
Well, we know you know all about hockey, Peter. We're going to find out what you know and love about Chuck Wagon Racing tonight. It's going to be fun.
Jack shit. I watch real sports. And, I work in real sports, not this fair shit.
Being a Calgarian, so we'll get your expertise as well as
why don't you tell me who fucking shot the water gun to fill up the balloon the fastest and won the mirror while you're at it. Get Numbers Norm on that one.
greatest outdoor show on earth, the Calgary Stampede 2015. This is Wednesday, night number six. These Calgary Stampede Truck Wagon Radio broadcasts are presented by the following longtime broadcast partners. Stormfront Promotions, celebrating 15 years of taking your professional world by storm. You can visit stormfrontpromotions.com. Ralph's Motorsports, check out Canada's largest Arctic Cat Megastore at ralphsmotorsports.com. Wrangler, the official jeans and shirts of the Calgary Stampede. Jayco Welding and Consulting, the steel fabrication experts. Visit jaycowelding.com. And, of course, the
Dustication among the Outriders fraternity as one of the fastest and best working horses.
If I wanted to hear people speak reverently about horses with dumb names, I would be at home watching TVG instead. Watch some horse racing. Ended up throwing a saddle on his back. Like when they're not running races, like after, like before, but before they start showing infomercials, they've done some fucking amazing, awful documentaries.
I don't even know if he's caused a penalty, to tell you the truth. He's very easy to deal with and handle, and it means so much to us for him to have this award. We put so much time and commitment into these horses, and for them to get this award, it just means the world to us.
Favorite around the McGilvery camp, Carib was named the 2014 WPCA Equine Outfit of Excellence.
Your electricity
sources.
Connect with us at 310 Wire, and we'll get you properly connected. Fortis Alberta, our promise is your power.
But the rural pride and the passion for agriculture that built UFA then are the same values building our future today. My future, my life, out here with UFA.
How can you maximize yield and profits on your farm? Hi, I'm Brian Hefty. On the Ag PhD radio show, we talk about all the ways you can get the most return on investment for the crops in your operation. Our guests are farmers and experts in the industry, and we discuss the latest innovations in fertility, crop protection, seed traits, and much more. We also answer your questions live via phone, email, or Twitter. Don't miss the next Ag PhD radio show, weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, on Rural Radio Sirius XM Channel 80.
A great Western tradition. The Calgary Stampede Rangeland Derby, live on the Chuckwagon Radio Network.
Good evening, fans and friends, and welcome to tonight's racing from Calgary Stampede GMC Rangeland Derby here in the eye of the sky at beautiful Stampede Park. It's a great night here for racing. Heritage Park Historical Village. Current race time temperature is 27 degrees Celsius. That's 81 Fahrenheit. Heritage Park Historical Village, with over 50 years in Calgary, as Canada's largest living history museum. You can visit heritagepark.ca today. Let's go center stage in the singing of our national anthem.
Oh, Canada.
What?
The official opening of the Calgary Stampede Wednesday night here. This is night number six of 10 days of exciting Rangeland Derby action. Joined at the broadcast booth, I'm Dan Butler along with Russ Peek. And we've got Peter Marr, the longtime voice of the Calgary Flames, Norm Braybrook, our statistician, and John Kennedy, of course, as our color operator.
Of course,
as well.
John Kennedy.
Tim Khalil joins us too. Tim Khalil is our on site operator and producer. Russ Peek, you and I had the night off last night. Apparently, we missed some good racing. We missed a few penalties as well last night.
Yeah, my feet had to heal, to be honest with you. You mentioned all these people. Are all these people in the booth getting paid, this entire staff?
I don't know. Peter, what did they tell you? Did they tell you you're getting money?
They said the check's in the mail.
The check's in the mail, of course. We've all heard that before many times.
The check's in the mail.
No, but the Chuck's in the mail.
John Kennedy. John, can you hear me over there? You're way over in the other booth. You hear John?
I'm standing right behind you.
Oh, you're right behind me. See you there, for goodness sakes. I thought you were over in the other booth. That's Norm Braybrook way over in the other booth. Welcome, Norm. We haven't had a chance to say hi. Hello, Norm.
Hello, Dad. Glad to have you back.
Well, thank you very much.
And, nice. And a big welcome to Peter Moore, too. I always enjoy listening to his broadcast.
Very good, Norm. Peter Maher, I'll tell you what, we're setting the stage here for night number one of racing, actually for heat number one of night number six. And you know how they run the barrels. We're going to get you to be the sponsor of each and every race. But first of all, as I see the wagons coming out onto the track right now, we're going to do as we always do, get my broadcast cohorts, Russ Peek and John Kennedy, to announce the wagons in heat number one from one to four. And John Kennedy, as always, you'll start.
Okay, on barrel number one is DJ Carey.
I like they do this enough that they have a fucking full routine down.
Off the two barrel, it's one of the three rookies, one of the three rookie drivers at this year's Stampede, Dave Galloway. He's driving for RDL Transportation, Inc.
And on barrel three is Shane Nolan, and he's driving for Rubydale Asphalt Works and Ruby Rock Construction.
Off the four barrel, it's Lane Bremner. You know, he was off to a pretty good start this season in the CPCA, fifth in their standings, season standings at the Stampede break, but everything has gone south for him since he came to Calgary, unfortunately. He's driving off the four barrel for SNC Lavalin.
All right, that's how they line up. Now, Peter Maher, in order to earn that paycheck that's in the mail, we're going to give you your first official duty tonight, and that's tell us who the sponsor of heat number one is. Peter?
Okay, our sponsor is CarStar Collision and Glass Service. Let CarStar...
Yeah, make the guest read the fucking sponsor shit.
Call 1-800-CARSTAR today or tomorrow.
I'm stoked to be here to read this fucking shit for you guys.
The voice is still there, isn't it?
Sure the heck is. Peter, what are you doing, by the way, now that you're retired? What's your life entail?
Well, I'm trying to become a golf professional that's failing miserably.
Murdering the bums and hobos, the homeless. Murdering the homeless.
I do some public speaking.
That's just
some charity work.
Keeps me feeling vital.
Fairly close, just not as close as I used to.
And you make your home here in Calgary.
Yeah, make my home here in Calgary. Get away a little bit in the wintertime to the sunny weather for a little bit of time. But for the most part, been all the time here in Calgary where my family is, my grandkids, and my own kids.
Pete, you never did miss a game, did you, in your Flames career?
No, I was very fortunate that I went through the entire career and not missing a game. I came close on a few occasions, but I had the good fortune of not missing any.
That's unbelievable.
Good, clean living will do that, Russ.
And you know, that's good that you talked to Russ about that, because Russ, Peter, goes back. He's never missed a race since 1923 here at Stampede Park, so good on you too, Russ Peek. All right, here we go, guys. This will be heat number one. The boys have lined them up. We have our sponsor for heat number one. They line them up in barrel positions 4, 3, 2, and 1. When one is in and the other three are set and ready to go, we've got a heat. Here's Les McIntyre with the call of it all.
There's a horn, and the charge is underway, and a good start right across the board as outriders load up and mount up. And look at Shane Nolan. He's out of town in a hurry. With Lane Bremner right to the outside of him as Shane now ducks into that rail. And Lane Bremner to the outside of him with his SNC Lavalin wagon. Now you go back another couple of lengths and you see BJ Carey with Professional Excavators, and trailing him is Dave Galloway with RDL Transportation. They're all strung out like a freight train. And now the engine is in control.
They're on a night train.
Shane Nolan with Rubydale Asphalt. And
this fucking Subaru in front of me has bumper stickers that say, "No weapons in space."
You see Shane
and keep space for peace.
Coming through the pack, one's nice.
And right, no drones.
Shane Nolan rounds that
and
final turn.
Test Pohakuala. Pohakuala. Loa. Pohakuala. Pohakuala. For depleted uranium. Another one says, nuclear power? No thanks.
Lane Bremner rolls in just ahead of BJ Carey, and Dave Galloway tours the oval.
I want to irradiate this fucking person so bad. I just want to fucking stick forks in a microwave door so that it'll turn on and think the door's closed and just point it at him.
Barrel number one down, and I don't know who knocked it down, whether it was the wagon driver or the outrider. I just saw it after the race. What did you spot there, Russ?
Yeah, it was the wagon. BJ Carey, it's been a tough stampede for him, too. Of course, he took a no time earlier on, and now a barrel tonight.
John Kennedy?
Yeah, and that was kind of too bad for him. He didn't have a great race. I guess he got a little discouraged after the start here, but everybody else was seeing by the look of it.
Peter Maher, what did you think of your first race from broadcast booth, our first heat of the night?
Well, it was interesting to see Shane Nolan get the lead right at the beginning and not relinquish it. Now, what is the key barrel to go from? I was reading today that Jason Glass kind of likes number two.
Some do, and I would imagine that most will say two or one, Peter. Might be the advantageous barrels. Maybe Jason likes number two because he can turn and run into that that first turn, but most I would say, and I would say Norm is going to agree with me on this, barrel number one is the one you want. You got a shorter distance to go, and you can grab that rail and shorter distance around the track.
Well, typically that is the barrel, but I would suggest that Jason likes the two a little bit better, only because you'll see the distance from the top of two to the chutes, top of one to the chutes. When you try to get around there, sometimes the horses will see that and just spook a little bit. And can slow you down a little bit, but normally number one is the one you want. That guarantees you the rail if you've got a good start.
Very good point, and thank you for bringing that up too, Peter. That's why we have these experts in the booth, Peter.
Oh, yeah, because they know shit. I don't fucking know.
I might have. I've been following this for a long time, but these guys a lot longer, so they know a whole lot more.
I'll have lots of questions.
Well, good. You ask them, Peter, and I'll get these guys to answer them because they certainly can. Peter, we were talking to you. Russ asked you the question that you'd never missed a game. I would imagine there was a few that you probably should have missed, but you probably got yourself out of a sick bed, because when you call 3,100 games over I don't know how many years, decades, there must have been a few times when you thought, I just don't think I'm going to make it, but did.
Yeah, there were a few close. It was adrenaline that got the call out, scores, Flames win, and all this sort of thing. And then I went down to do the broadcast, do the interview with Steve after the game, and about 10 minutes after I called the goal, my voice had completely... No, no, it was just basically enough to say his name, and he was the guy who scored the goal. Gives Steve a lot of credit, because he picked up that my voice was going, and he took it right over and talked for about 3 minutes without me having to ask him another question. So I was very fortunate that way. I went right back to the hotel after that game, stayed there, drank water, and rested for 2 days, so I'd be ready for game two.
Well, good on you, Peter. And there's a little fun fact from Peter Maher. We're going to get a lot more throughout the course of the
season. That was a fun fact.
As a matter of fact, we have fun facts as far as chuck wagon racing is concerned. Let's hear one right now.
Walkabout Hats is pleased to present tonight's Calgary Stampede fun fact.
We all go on a walkabout at some point in our life. It's just a question of when, where to, and for how long. We don't know the answer, but we all will take this journey. To simply ask these questions is a walkabout in itself. It's not just a journey in body, but in spirit, mind, and soul. As we say down under, carry on, mate, it's good as gold. Since 1992, Walkabout has been making exotic, unique, and amazing one-of-a-kind premium hats in Australia and California.
I mean, that's where the most premium hats are made, Australia and California. You can't make a fucking good hat anywhere else.
Compliment your outfit for any occasion. Whatever the walkabout, we have the right hat for you. Come say g'day at walkabouthats.com or at the Calgary Stampede at our locations in the Grandstand, Nashville North, Weedickville, or the BMO Centre. Walkabout Hats, tough as nails.
I'm Billy Melville with this Calgary Stampede fun fact.
There have
been two father-son combinations to outride for a Calgary Stampede Rangeland Derby Championship outfit in the same year. Billy Haynes and son Norm Haynes won with Bob Heberling in 1950, while Orville Strandquist and son Ron Strandquist won with Gary Dorcha.
Oh, no!
And Tom Dorter.
Come on! The fun fact!
Trophy, and he's driving for Thermal Systems.
On barrel three is Big Mitch Sutherland, and he's driving for EMCO Corporation.
Off the four barrel, the president of the Canadian Professional Chuck Wagon.
Wait, the president of the association is also a racer?
And Ray says he's been driving 30 years, so he's just got to be at the helm, I guess.
And our sponsor of the second heat is Fortis Alberta, for our province is your power.
Join the WPCA for the best truck wagon racing action and tour stops coming up. We have tour stops coming up in Bonnyville, Strathmore, Dawson Creek, and Rocky Mountain House. There's something for everyone. You want to find out where they are?
Rocky Mountain House is the hottest genre in the clubs right now. It's really fucking blown up.
.com today. The outriders are all ready to go. The wagons, all they have to do right now, as we've introduced them, is move their way into the barrel positions again. As they always do, they line up fans and friends. For those of you who might be tuning in for the first time, in barrel position 4, uh-huh. 3, 2, and 1.
Yeah, keep,
one is always
keep reminding people of that fact, because that's a really
and
useful...
And the other three are set to go.
You'll I don't know how I would be able to visualize this shit if I didn't know that.
Truck wagon racing and heat number 2, and of course the longtime voice here at Calgary Stampede, that of Les McIntyre, will be the next voice that you hear.
Hello, it's me, Les McIntyre. I was the next voice you were to hear. I've got some information for you. We've got to get off the planet. The ice caps are melting. Oh, God, they're killing me. They're silencing the truth. They're silencing the truth. Help. It's around the barrel. Oh, they're hitting me.
First spot, but only by a horse length. Trailing the pack is Doug Irvine with B&R Eccles Transport and the BP Canada Outriders all around him. Look at this race on the front end. Mitch Sutherland, a 5-year veteran of the WPCA, and here comes that young driver, Dallas Dick, first time to the Calgary Stampede, but he's showing him how it's done.
He Dallas Dick will show him how it's done.
Tonight he's going to be the one that is the engine as he rounds that fourth and final turn and sets up for the home stretch drive. Calgary, it's your turn to come alive. Dallas Dick to the inside. Mitch Sutherland to the outside. Ray Mixling and West Oldfield closing ground, and Doug Irvine back in the pack. And here comes from the outside Mitch Sutherland, but not enough racetrack. Dallas Dick will get it by 3/4. Mitch Sutherland, Ray Mixling splits the difference to be third, and Doug Irvine, B&R Eccles Transport, rolls in to be fourth in a well-driven heat number 2.
Well, fellas, good heat, and that gives you an indication of how trusting those drivers are of each other when they were coming down the lane there toward home. Couple of wagons starting to pinch Ray, but they looked behind and both moved out and let Ray get in.
Oh, yeah, you got to be aware of what's going on around you. It was a good run for Dallas Dick. As I mentioned, one of the three Stampede rookie drivers this year, not exactly a kid at 38 years of age, but he's had some good runs here this week, John.
Yes, he has. There's quite a competition for that. It's the Arnold Strandquist Award for the rookie driver. There's three fellows in the running for it this year. I think at this point in time, Chad Fike is leading, but not by very much. It's very, very tight for those three fellows.
Okay, just before we do some more chatter here in the box, we're going over to Norm Braybrook, our numbers man, secretary. And Norm, our statistician, has results of heat number 1. Norm?
Wranglers, long live Cowboys. Winning heat number 1 is Shane Nolan with a time of 1:11.73. 1:11.73, Shane Nolan. Second place goes to Lane Bremner, 1:12.25. 1:12.25, Lane Bremner. Third is Dave Galloway with a 1:14.22. 1:14.22, Dave Galloway. Fourth place goes to B.J. Carey. He had a running time of 1:12.90. Picks up 5 seconds for his wagon knocking a barrel. 1:17.90. That's 1:17.90, B.J. Carey. Heat number 1 for Wrangler.
Thank you very much, Norm Braybrook. They're official times now, and of course we can look at the Wrangler scoreboard unofficial clock down there in the rodeo area. See that heat number 2, now this is unofficial for Wrangler, was run in 1:11.93, so just under 1:12. Now that's just a little bit slow, but we'll await for official times. I know that we'd be somewhat remiss in the broadcast booth if we didn't ask Peter Marr about hockey.
That's
we'll
true.
Talk to him as much as we can
we
about truck
remiss.
Wagons. But I know that a lot of fans and friends out there who like chuck wagons like hockey as well. We are in Western Canada, of course, the hockey mecca. Peter, I suppose the big thrill you had was calling a Stanley Cup victory back in 1989, but I would surmise that...
No, it was the time I had sex during a broadcast.
Martin Jelena scored a goal that was disallowed. It looked like a goal from where we sat, but the judges said no.
Oh, now you're going to get me going. That is my pet peeve. That goal that Marty Jelena scored in Game 6 in the Saddle Dome, and they reviewed it for 43 seconds.
Right.
And that has always been my big argument. And I've had reviews that have gone 8, 9, 10 minutes at times,
and that one 43 seconds. And what was interesting, and they didn't have the sophistication with the video replay then that they have now, because that was kind of in its infancy. But John Davidson, who's a Calgarian, who's now the president of the Columbus Blue Jackets, he was working color commentary on the U.S. broadcast. I believe it was on ABC, and he was watching on the monitor, when the replay was going on at the stoppage, and he said, "Replay that one again, that angle." And then he watched it, and he said, "That's a goal." And then he looked down at the ice, and he said, "Oh my God, the play had already restarted, so it was too late then to do anything." But within seconds, the NHL people were in his booth wondering where they had that camera angle from. So, yes, that goal late in the third period would have given the Flames a one-goal lead, but it didn't count, and ultimately the game went to overtime, and Tampa won, and then went to Tampa, and the Lightning won Game 7. That was a huge disappointment.
Well, I thought it would be, because that was so close, and they just about had their second Stanley Cup, and Martin Jelena, let's face it, had an outstanding playoff. I think he scored three game-winning goals in that series, did he not?
Series-winning goals. He clinched the Vancouver series, he clinched the Detroit series, and he clinched the San Jose series, and some would say he clinched the Tampa series as well, for what we just talked about. Baby is my trademark call. There's only one player that got three Yeah Babies after a goal. That was Marty Jelena after he scored the overtime goal against Detroit in the final sixth game of the second round of the playoffs. Tim Khalil here, he was the producer of that.
I will never forget that. You and Mike Rogers, just the whole place went crackers, but these two, who are usually...
Absolutely crackers.
Pretty well self-contained.
Fully crackers. With fucking saltines in that motherfucker.
Well, I think...
Ritz Styles. Fucking nuts, man.
I thought it was a goal. I don't know what they were looking at, but they thought it wasn't, but... Russ Baker saw it too, like we did.
I was in the stands. Of course, the old argument, it's in the air, and so from the different angles, when the puck is in the air like that, and you're looking at it from different angles, it is hard to tell if it's across the line or not when it's up above the goal line, right, Pete?
Yeah, it is, and there was snow in there as well. True. And Marty had put on the brakes, and that impeded the view also of the people who are watching on the video review. But, they had a review here in the playoffs this last year that at the Saddle Dome that lasted about 6 or 7 minutes. They still got it wrong.
Well, we sometimes get it wrong up here, Peter, although not very often.
Oh, no, it's a perfect view from up here.
Tell you what, we're going to take a break, and we'll be back with Heat Number 3, the times for Heat Number 2, and we'll get some more interesting stories from Russ Peek and Peter Marr and our whole broadcast crew. We'll be back right after this on the Chuck Wagon Radio Network.
Politics of the United States for the people of the United States.
I'm Julie Mason.
Hi, I'm Michael Smirkanish.
I'm Tim Farm. And every day we track all the news and events from Washington, D.C. and around the world.
I love politics.
We have discussions.
I love politics. Who says that?
Politics, the serious and the absurd.
And on POTUS, we'll give you news and analysis from inside Washington, D.C.
With people who cover this story every day.
That's the politics of the United States.
SiriusXM, POTUS 124.
Or listen on the SiriusXM app.
Hi, everybody. This is Steve Kenyon from Rural Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80. Please join Amy Wilson and me weekday afternoons, 6 o'clock Eastern, for the Western Sports Roundup. From rodeo to PBR to the athletes making headlines in the show ring and the personalities behind the buckles. Please join Amy Wilson and me for the Western Sports Roundup, 6 o'clock Eastern, 3 o'clock Pacific, Monday through Friday, only on Rural Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80.
A great Western tradition, the Calgary Stampede Rangeland Derby, live on the Chuckwagon Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Calgary Stampede broadcast of the Chuckwagon Radio Network. Heritage Park Trivia. We give someone each night a chance to win 4 passes to Heritage Park. With that, now Kim Turnier has a special guest.
I don't know what Heritage Park is, but let's do this.
The Calgary roving microphone. Kim?
Thank you, Dan. Lady with me tonight. What's your name?
Melissa.
Melissa, where are you from?
We're from Okotoks.
Yes, and who do you have with you tonight?
My husband, Dan, and my son, Cody.
How old is he?
He is 22 months.
He is adorable.
Thank you.
So have you been to the down at Stampede all day today?
No, we just showed up probably just for the truck wagon, actually.
Is that your favorite part of Stampede?
It is, yes.
So I have to ask, do you have a favorite driver?
I do. Mark Sutherland.
Yeah, he's doing well this year, so you ought to be happy.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to play some Stampede Park trivia. True or false question, if you get it
correct. Okay, all right.
You win a family pack of four to Heritage Park. You ready?
Yep.
Over 2 million mini donuts are consumed every year during the Calgary Stampede. True or false?
False.
All right, well, thank you so much. Congratulations. I hope you enjoy your time at Heritage Park. Dan, back to you.
Thank you, Kim. The roving microphone brought to you by Jacuzzi Hot Tubs of Calgary. Jacuzzi Hot Tubs of Calgary. They carry a complete selection of Jacuzzi's award-winning hot tub lineup. Get into the greatest hot tub on earth. Visit JacuzziCalgary.com. They're just harrowing the track right now. And we have time to read a couple of email comments
that
we have. Favorite sport? This comes from Peter Wurz, W-U-R-Z. Peter says, my uncle was a bullfighter years ago, and I've been following the wagons my whole life. I follow the races for the entire season, and it makes my summer. Greg Segelli says, my favorite sport has always been chuck wagon racing. The excitement of the starting horn and the fast action around the track. Started watching it in Fort St. John at the rodeo there every year with my mom and dad. Found it later on Sirius XM and listen to it when I'm doing the Buffalo Hole down south. So there's just a couple of comments. Don't forget that if you've got a question or a comment, you can text us or possibly even email, whatever you'd like to do, at WPCA.com or ChuckWagonRadioNetwork.com as well.
Those are not email addresses or places you can text.
And we're going to get some more interesting stories from Peter Mara throughout the evening. But comments so far on the races that we've seen, the first two.
Well, overall, I'm just thinking we're halfway home here, you know, and if you want to scramble into that semifinal Saturday, you better be thinking about it right now. Now is not too soon with three nights to go here, John.
Yeah, the first two or three heats, the fellas really don't have a shot at getting into, even into the top 16 probably, which gives you an automatic invite back to next year. But the last two or three heats, there's a lot of pressure on these boys.
Are you telling me Dallas Dick is not going to get into the top 16?
It's such a big deal because the big money's at the end of the rainbow on Sunday night.
And, of course, we had some more changes. It's nightly, I guess, in the aggregate standings. And the guy that really took the hit was Aubrey Montewillo, going from second to 33rd in the aggregate.
Oh, man.
21 seconds. That's sad.
Yeah, Aubrey Montewillo is fucked.
He's had a couple of really good stampedes here, and he was having a terrific stampede up until those big penalties took him right out of everything, Sean.
Absolutely, and he's such a great guy and yes, such a good driver. Just one of those real freak things. I'm not sure what happened, whether he hooked a line or the horses just ducked on him after he went around the top barrel. I don't know, but he made contact with the next wagon over, and as a result of that, he got a big interference penalty.
Peter Marr, you're going to join us here for just a couple of seconds. I know that you're a longtime Calgarian, of course, calling those 3,100-plus Calgary Flames games. Have you been to chuck wagon races much? Did you make it a point to come down to Calgary Stampede in years past?
I usually come about once every year at Stampede. If there were a couple of years, I came a couple of times. There's a couple of times I was here for the big Sunday night finale. One year I was in the grandstand over here in the midway, where they start the races from, and I got the opportunity to go down into the barns after and was sitting there having a beer with some of the guys and chatting, and I became allergic to the horses, and I had to leave, go home, because my eyes were swelling up and watering and all of that. So I felt really disappointed that I didn't get to fulfill
my whole life is me almost getting sick and leaving because I have to call a hockey game.
That's all that counts. Yeah, it's always fun to come down to Stampede Park, Peter, and I know that you enjoy chuck wagon racing. At least you don't have to worry about the horses way up here in our broadcast booth, and we certainly appreciate your expertise here tonight, Peter.
We're going to get the whole horse anyway.
Yeah. Well, that's true too. We're going to get more comments from the guys here. And guys, if you want to throw in a question to Peter at any time, by all means, do so.
I'm out. I don't got none left. So you guys pick up the slack here. I don't know what else to ask this guy. He's from Calgary. He's got a lot of hockey games. I don't know.
Troy Dorchester, and he's driving for Metallic Alloy Coating Systems.
Driving for Metallica.
The two barrel. It's Jordy Fike. He stands 16th in the aggregate, driving for Shaw GMC Chevrolet Buick.
And on barrel number three is Chad Harden, who's had a tough week. He's driving for E.S. Williams and Associates.
And off the four barrel, it's Chance Vegan. The Vegans are having a good week here. Chance is 14th in the aggregate for Lamont Brown Group, and it's important to hang in that top 16 at least, John, because you're automatically back here next year.
That's the invite back, and it's a big deal for the fellows because they get to take part in the canvas auction in the spring, which they get to get a lot of money to pay their way down the road all year.
And our heat number three is sponsored by Redneck Barbie, from horse to horsepower, in the heart of Uptown Pinoca, at Bruce's True Hardware. Get your shine on at Redneck Barbie.
Get your shine on!
I got a quick question for Pete. You know how after a win he would always say you can put it in the win column, and I was always waiting for him to say after a loss you can put it in the loss column, but he never did. He just used it for the wins.
Yeah, well, we didn't want to remind the people of the losses. I often, the most important thing that a play-by-play broadcaster does on radio is say the score, and I had people come to me sometimes and say the score too often, but that was usually when the Flames were losing.
Do you know one thing I can say about you, Peter, and I listen to many of the broadcasts.
One thing I can say about that is that I hate you.
I could never
You're
say
terrible.
You were a homer. I've heard a lot of broadcasters that were, but you never made it seem so. I know that you loved the Flames, and that came through, but you always gave the other teams and their players equal credit, so that is credit to you, too.
Well, my idol is Danny Galvin, and I always felt Danny broadcast that way, and but I always tell people, when the Flames score, you always know I'm a little more excited than when the other team scores.
And well, you should have been, and you did it great. Okay, let's see if these
okay,
guys
yeah,
can do
good
it
job. Keep anyway.
Keeping fast and keeping safe, guys. We've got heat number three. Russ and John lined them up for us in their respective barrel positions. And Chad Harden, as you said, John, has had a bit of a rough week. We'll see what he can do, former champion. And he's off of barrel number three. We're set ready to go with heat number three from Stampede Park.
Charge is underway.
Sounds like a bad harmonica.
Chad Harden and Jordy Fike as they simultaneously turn, but it's Jordy Fike who maintains that momentum of that number one barrel and takes the rail away from Troy Dorchester in his metallic alloy outfit. That is a speedy turn by Jordy Fike. Shaw GMC Chevrolet Buick, leaders in the industry. They're leaders on the track tonight. I see he's got a barrel down in the infield.
Call the race, man.
Chad Harden is coming to the outside of Jordy Fike now and closing in on him with every stride as they glide towards that third turn. Now the backfield is in motion as well. Troy Dorchester has got that rail with metallic alloy coating. To his right elbow, however, is that big wheel team of Chance Deegan and the Lamont Brown group. And now Dorchester is taking a run from third to challenge Chad Hart for second. And here comes Jordy Fike and Shaw GMC. Southbound and down as he turns up the big Vortec GMC power. They're not going to catch Jordy Fike tonight. His outliner's looking good. Chad Harden hangs on by a nose over Troy Dorchester for third. And Chance Deegan rolls in a speedy fourth in heat number three.
Well, hometown hero out there in Cremona, Jordy Fike, drove a good race, grabbed the rail, and kept it all the way around.
The one thing I noticed in the three heats so far, the number one barrel is no advantage. The guys are having trouble getting off one tonight.
Yeah, and unfortunately, an outrider knocked Chad Harden's barrel down. It wasn't his wagon this time, but I think that outrider was late as well.
Time is 1:13 and 43. 1:13:43, Doug Irvine. Fourth goes to Ray Mitzewing. He had a running time of 1:12:52. Picks up 2 seconds for wagon interference in the home stretch. 1:14:52. 1:14:52. Ray Mitzewing. Heat number two for Wrangler.
It's Fan Appreciation Day on Monday, July 13th at the old McMahon Stadium. Watch the Stamps take on the Argos and have a chance to win.
They've got there.
Hours of world news each weekday on Market Day Report. We're making it easier for you to find exactly what you need, like news headlines at the top and the bottom of each.
Well, I don't know. We needed like America's some kind of slogan for our motorsports thing.
And the 40s.
The Brains at 15, 45 after, all with real.
Go hard or go home, right? No, really, let's just use that. No, really.
Bank on us.
No, really.
The news and information you need, like
yeah, but no, really.
Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern on Rural Radio Channel 80.
Well, good evening, everybody. Welcome to a very special show.
Country music history comes alive with stars, songs, and stories.
Well, we're blessed with great stars here on our show tonight.
The face and voice of country music on TV and radio.
Have a good time? This is going to be fun.
Country Music Hall of Fame member Ralph Emery. Sunday right here on America's only agribusiness and Western lifestyle network, Rural Radio.
There's more to come here on the Ralph Emery Show.
We're proud to present this evening's broadcast of the Calgary Stampede Rangeland Derby on the Chuckwagon Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Eye in the Sky. It's night number six, Wednesday here at the Calgary Stampede, the greatest outdoor show on earth, the GMC Rangeland Derby. Russ Peet, John Kennedy, Norm Braybrook, Tim Khalil, special guest Peter Maher, and your host, Dan Butler, yours truly. Thank you for joining us along the Chuck Wagon Radio Network. Before we get into heat number four, I just want to say another word to Peter Maher here. Peter, an interesting sideline. You and I were talking earlier today. I noticed some people when we were in the concourse area come over and talk to you, and I said, you get recognized a lot. You said, more so when I speak.
Yeah, usually when I open my mouth and it has heads turned. I can go into a convenience store or wherever and walking around and just looking at things and nobody really
walking
knows
who I am.
Walking
up at the convenience store and saying, I need four packs of condoms.
People say, are you that guy on the radio or something to that effect?
They all turn their heads and go, whoa.
I retired at the end of the 13-14 season. The many, many people that I have bumped into since then and have come over and shook my hand and thanked me for all of those years of broadcasting Flames hockey. It certainly was very heartwarming, and I want to thank them for that. Also want to thank all the fans. Without the support of the fans, I wouldn't have had the career that I had. But it was it's really funny sometimes when I'm in a place and once I say a couple of words, there's people that just kind of turn their heads and, oh, are you that guy type thing. So it's really interesting. I often said if I kept my mouth shut, nobody knew who I was.
Well, it's that maritime accent, isn't it?
Well, that's right, yes. That down-home accent.
Don't ever lose a damn line.
I go back every summer, so I just keep it.
At what part of the Maritimes, Peter?
I'm from Campbellton, New Brunswick.
New Brunswick, okay, very good. Okay, so we've got a little bit of a problem over there. I don't know what it is, guys, as the wagons were coming out onto the track for heat number four. I see a couple of wagons are stopped, and I can't really see what's going on over there, but we'll find that out and get it all straightened out here momentarily. I think all of the horses are up, but really don't know what it is, whether it's just a technical problem with one of the wagons when he came out of the barn area. Can anybody spot it, John Kennedy?
Yes, sir.
Norm Braybrook, take it away.
Well, we got the glasses on it now. It's Mark Sutherland. He's got a lead horse there that's just having to sit down. That's all he's doing. He's okay. he's all right. He's up again now. He's just kind of looking around saying, oops, what did I do here? He looks like might even be a little red in the face that it was the left-hand leader, but there's certainly nothing wrong going over there. Just caution, he'll be taken off here momentarily.
Well, you know, we got a chance, guys, to have a repeat champion here at the Calgary Stampede, Kurt Bensmiller, of course. How's he doing in the aggregate standing so far?
Well, he's second place right now.
Right on. So he's got a good chance, if not a great chance, to get into that top eight. That's what you want to do, first of all, guys, you get into that top eight, which we call the semifinals, and then you let the chips fall where you may, but if you don't get into the eight, you got no chance.
Absolutely. And the way they do it is after the eight nights of racing, the top eight guys get to pick their barrels in reverse order. The fastest wagon gets to pick first for each of the last two heats, so they get to pick their barrel plus the heat. And then they compete on Saturday night in both heats, and the top four wagons in time out of those two heats make it to the final on Sunday night.
Well, but interestingly enough, it's actually heat seven and heat nine.
Oh.
So only because of the Herald.
Okay,
that's right. That's just to make it even.
Good point, Norm, because they want to make sure that it is even and all racing conditions are equal for all racers. Okay, let's line them up for heat number four.
All right, whatever.
Right onto the track right now.
Okay, heat four. On barrel number one is Luke Tournier for National Motor Coach.
Off two for Northwell Oilfield Hauling. Rick Fraser of Wetaskiwin. It's not been a memorable stampede for him so far.
And on barrel three is Gary Gores, and he's driving for BDMP, but the Boots to Hunger and Freehold Royalties.
Off four in heat four, it's Mark Sutherland, 13th in the aggregate standings. He's driving.
Like,
it
one guy has details about how the guy's doing, the other guy just says, like, it's this guy, sponsored by this guy, okay.
Four is Tracy Warrington of Real Estate Professionals, Inc. When it comes to buying or selling a home, go with the pros. Visit TracyWarrington.com.
I thought the sponsors on a radio broadcast of a hockey game were shit.
After heat number four,
these are something else.
I'm going to actually honor Mark Sutherland up on stage today for all this work he does with charity, especially with Pace Kid. He has a poker tournament every year, and lots of celebrities come to that poker tournament, so they're going to recognize Mark for that. Just so you know, and Mark does wonderful job, no doubt, but you know, this, most of these wagons are always putting back into the community when they come into the Calgary Stampede.
Interact with the Chuck Wagon Radio Network online. Visit chuckwagonradionetwork.com. Follow us on Twitter. You can like us on Facebook. We'd love to hear your comments and suggestions or even questions about Chuck Wagon Racing. We've got some more emails that we'll read a little bit later when we have a break. But right now we've got no break because we've got heat number four. They're just about set and ready to go. Back to barrel positions. Russ, you said, I think it was you that said Rick Fraser hasn't had the best stampede, or it may have been John. It's been a little bit tough on Rick. We'll see what he can do off of his barrel position number two. Okay, we've got a good heat here, guys. We've got some great drivers. Let's see what they can do in heat number four.
There's a horn in the charge. It's a quick one right across the board. Rick Fraser quick off that number two barrel. Luke Kermay stalls again, and there goes team 23. Southbound and down as Northwell, Oilfield, Holling, and Rick Fraser haul him into the front end, and he's got company. Gary Gorse right alongside, wheel to wheel, and in behind Lightning, Luke Turney trying to fend off Mark Sutherland and Pace Kid Society. The Pace has him fourth in the race, and look at this competition on the front end. Gary Gorse to the outside of Rick Fraser. Gary, a finalist here. Rick Fraser, a finalist here. Both thoroughbred trainers extraordinaire, and they're both side by side. Rain to rain, like a runaway freight train. They come around that third turn, and here comes Lightning Luke Turnier, that is, National Motor Coach, taking the Overland Grand Tour. He's tucking in on the stove rack of Rick Fraser as they head for the wire. The louder you cheer, the quicker they get here. Rick Fraser.
That's not how it works.
Gary Gorse from the outside. Lightning Luke trying to thread the needle, but at the wire it's Rick Fraser, Gary Gorse, Luke Turnier, and Mark Sutherland, Pace Kid Society, rolls in to be fourth in heat number four.
Okay, heat number four, very well-driven heat, and we should remind Peter Marr that at the end of racing, Peter, what we do is we choose a highlight heat of the night, and you'll be part of that tonight, so just watch, and if you see
pay attention.
Excited you or excited
stop looking at your phone.
Make sure you put a little star beside that heat, and we'll go back and review it. It may very well be our highlight heat of the night. Russ, you saw what in that heat?
Well, again, I saw the number one barrel. On the number one barrel, the driver a little slow getting away. They don't want to go up against the chutes tonight or something.
I don't know. Luke, he had that same problem the other night where his outfit kind of just stalled when they went around the top of one. Once he got to the track, they ran really good, but they're just a little bit slow coming around that top barrel and it caught them the rail.
Now, it's never a case, and I know that sometimes on the pro circuits, some of those barrels, can they be misplaced at any time? I mean, I'm talking about barrel number one.
No, the barrel setting is exactly the same based upon where the track is and where the infield is. Unfortunately, the chutes here in Calgary are just a little bit tight coming off number one. There's two or three shows on the WPCA circuit where they have the same situation.
Okay, I think Norm Raybrook has times for a previous heat. Norm, do you have them for heat number three?
Indeed I do. Regular official jeans and shirts from the Calgary Stampede. And leading that heat is Jordy Fite. 110 and 40. 110-40 for Jordy Fike. Second place goes to Troy Dorchester. 111-41. 111-41. Troy Dorchester. Third goes to Chad Hart. He had a running time of 111-34. However, he picks up 1 second for a lead out rider. 112-34. 112-34. Chad Hart. Fourth, Chad Fegan with a 112-49. 112-49. Chad Fegan beat number 3-4 Wrangler.
Thank you very much, Norm. What did you spot in that heat there, John Kennedy, that you wanted to mention?
Outrider, he hit his top barrel, knocked it over. I don't know if the judge was sleeping the switch there.
Well, actually, Jordy's wagon?
No, it was his outrider.
Yeah, but was it his outrider or was it the wagon, the outrider from beside it?
Okay, you got me on that one. It might have been that right beside him. Then he would have got out of pattern and didn't get that penalty.
Well, yeah, well, that's what I was questioning, the same thing. So I did not see it either, but I thought, well, the barrel was down and no barrel's called.
Good thing I'm not a judge anymore.
Right? Well, the only time that can happen is if another outrider knocks it over. But here at the Calgary Stampede, not on the tour, but at the Stampede, you have an outrider out of pattern.
Correct.
So we may see a change later, who knows?
Actually, it was the black jacket outrider. So.
Well, then maybe it was, but if he got that far over, he was out of pattern.
Yep.
So do they review those like they review the hockey goals?
Sure do.
Oh, every single heat at the Calgary Stamp, well, even on the Pro Tour, every single heat they go in and look at the film. from all around the track.
Say, looking for a new home or relocating to the Calgary region? Contact Tracy Warrington with Real Estate Professionals Incorporated. Professional, responsive, knowledgeable. Call 403-710-4892 or visit TracyWarrington.com. Kim Khalil, let's take a break and we'll be back with more Chuck Wagon Racing on this, the Chuck Wagon Radio Network.
Getting your business brand out there can be tough. Stormfront Promotions has gotten some of Western Canada's finest company logos onto products their clients and employees can wear.
Use it for this one. It's like four squares, but each one's missing a line. That could be a logo for your business or something. I don't know.
StormfrontPromo.com or call them 403-503-2335. 403-503-2335. Take your promotional business by storm today with Stormfront Promotions, celebrating 15 years and official outfitter of the Chuck Wagon Radio Network.
Wearing the wrong shoes can lead to muscle soreness, pain, even back disorders. You can easily slip your ill-fitting shoes off. But what about your horse? Hoof and Nail Farrier Supplies is your number one supplier of horseshoes, farrier tools, and hoof care products. You can count on Hoof and Nail for the corrective shoes and pads you need, as well as specialty products. For information, visit hoofnail.com or call 403-252-1661. Hoof and Nail Farrier Supplies, all the supplies you need to get the horse done right.
A great Western tradition, the Calgary Stampede Rangeland Derby, live on the Chuck Wagon Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Chuck Wagon Radio Network, fans and friends listening on various affiliates. Jayco Welding and Consulting now presents Who Won It? Who Won It? Presented by Jayco Welding and Consulting. They provide services and products to the steel fabrication and oil field industry. Visit jaycowelding.com. Jayco Welding and Consulting, the steel fabrication experts. We go back to that golden year of 2011, July of 2011.
Ah, yes.
And we're going to ask Peter Marr, halfway through this race, who actually won it in 2011. And was it Kelly Sutherland, Reg Johnstone, Kurt Benzmiller, or Jerry Bremner? So, Peter, put your thinking cap on. We'll play half of the race. We'll come back in the middle of it. And remember, this is from 2011. Who won it? Let's play the race, and we'll ask Peter who he thinks won it right after the first half.
What a fun game.
Okay, that's half of the race from 2011. Peter Marr, you know lots about hockey. What do you remember from 2011? Who won that? Was it Kelly Sutherland? Was it Reg Johnstone, Kurt Benzmiller, or Jerry Bremner? Who do you think won that in 2011, Peter?
Well, Kelly Sutherland won this race 400 times, hasn't he? The champion's race. I say he won it.
All right, let's find out if Peter Marr is indeed correct. Let's finish the race.
And here they come to the wire.
Correct you are, Peter. 2011 winner was Kelly Sutherland. You said he won it 400 times. You weren't far off. He won it 12.
And that was the 12th that I last, I believe.
It was?
Yes.
So 2011. Good on you, Peter. You did follow Chuck Wagon Racing. I guess you'd be pretty safe in saying that any year Kelly Sutherland from about 1979 to 2011 might have had a pretty good chance of winning it.
And I got to know Kelly a little bit, not like you guys know him, but he used to participate, or he still does the odd time when he can, at the Sutter Brothers Golf Tournament up in Red Deer, which is coming up on July the 17th. And so I got to know Kelly a little bit there.
You know, I had a chance to meet Brian Sutter up at Pinoca Stampede, and he brought the Allen Cup when one of his coach teams won the Allen Cup a number of years ago, about 4 or 5 years ago. Brian Sutter brought the Allen Cup to the Pinoca Truck Wagon races, and he said, here, hold this cup. And I held the Allen Cup, and he said, that's about 5 times heavier than the Stanley Cup because the Allen Cup is solid silver.
Okay, I've never been around the Allen Cup to lift it, and I didn't realize that.
It is. And I guess it weighs probably, I don't know what he said it weighs, but it's quite a hefty piece of silver. And I think the Allen Cup, if I'm not mistaken, Russ and Peter and maybe even John Kennedy, is one of the oldest cups that we compete for in hockey in North America, is it not?
Yeah, for senior hockey. Yep. And that team would have been the Bentley Generals, and there's a pretty good chance that Kurt Benzmiller
was
on that team.
Chance Benzmiller, too.
And Chance, too, absolutely. Yep. Yep. And Chance. The drivers on the WPCA Dodge Pro Tour, and of course, Kurt here, defending champion, Allen Cup champion at one time. He's got quite a few feathers in his cap. Peter, how are you enjoying it so far?
Multi-sport champion.
We've got five coming what you thought it would be from this
senior hockey.
It's really exciting to watch it from this vantage
Chuck
point. You can see the race as it goes right around and right at the front here when they start. You get to see them going around the barrels and then making their way right around the track. It's an outstanding view from up here. You know, you guys were talking earlier about some of the inter-bumping and so on, or the avoiding that when they're out on the track. The hockey players, we say, have to have their head on a swivel. How do the drivers of the wagons and also the outriders, what are some of the key things for them to avoid collisions?
Well, I can maybe answer that. The big thing there is put your head on a swivel. They have to pay attention. They have to keep their head up and pay attention. And the outriders especially, that coming out of the infield or more than else, they have to really be careful of where they are and where the wagons are, because the wagons have the right of way.
They get the inside, and the outriders get the outside and need the dust.
Absolutely.
Well, I'll tell you what, off-ramp to 116 open ahead. Done something wrong. The last place you ever want to be is an outrider between, let's say, the rail and a wagon. Boy, when that happens, disaster is just around the corner.
Well, they have no business being there if they pull the wagons out of the barrels.
Peter Marr, might be an unfair question, and I'm going to ask it anyway. Of all of the games you called and all of the years you were with the Calgary Flames, did you have one favorite player that you liked amongst all of the others? I said might be an unfair question, maybe hard to answer, but maybe one?
Well, I liked all the guys. There's no question. They all treated me well, be it when I started and be it when I ended, and all the way through. These guys were all classy people to be around. I guess if there was one guy that I have a little special attachment to, it would be Lanny McDonald, because before I came to broadcast Flame games, I broadcast Maple Leaf games in Toronto for 3 years, and Lanny was there as a member of the Maple Leafs, and then I came to Calgary, and Lanny came shortly after in a trade from Colorado. I was in Toronto when Lanny got traded quite controversially from the Maple Leafs to the Colorado Rockies at that time when Don Cherry was there as coach. And, you know, it's interesting how our careers evolved, is that the very first NHL goal that I ever called, Lanny McDonald scored as a member of the Maple Leafs, and I had the good pleasure of calling the last goal that Lanny ever scored the night the Flames won the Stanley Cup in Montreal on May 25th of 1989. A very important goal that night that put the Flames ahead 2-1, and they never trailed after that. So I guess, you know, Lanny, because of that, I have a little bit of, you know, a little extra for Lanny, but everybody treated me well, from the Theo Fleury to the Jerome McGinley, and nowadays, even John Monahan, the rookie, coming in.
Excellent, Peter, and boy, that hurt me, that Lanny McDonald goal back in 89. They won at Montreal, and I was a staunch Montreal fan. That stung. Okay, Russ Beaton, John Kennedy, it's time to line them up for heat number five.
Okay, heat number five, barrel one, is Kelly Sutherland, driving for Tervita and Air Canada.
Off two, it's Lane McGilfrey from Halkirk for ATB.
Lane McGilfrey is a great
three is
name.
Chris Morley, driving for visitlethbridge.com.
Coming off the four barrel in heat number five, the 97 Stampede rookie driver Roger Moore for First Calgary Financial.
Roger Moore.
And our sponsor tonight for heat number five is Stormfront Productions, celebrating 18 years. And official outfitters for the Chuck Wagon Radio Network.
Say, these Calgary Stampede Chuck Wagon Radio Network broadcasts are brought to you by these broadcast partners: Fraser Racing Team 23, the Calgary Stampeders Football Club, Ben's Miller Racing Team, Hoof and Nail Farrier Supply, and the Soutina Nation. And don't forget, you could win a trip to the 93rd Annual Dawson Creek Exhibition in Stampede this August 4th through 9th. For your chance to win a trip to Dawson Creek, enter to win online. Visit ChuckWagonRadioNetwork.com. Well, we're running them fast and furious tonight, guys. Right on time, no delays. Here is heat number five as they make their way into the barrels. And heat number five will be called by the capable Les McIntyre in about 3, 2, and 1.
The horn sounds and the charge is a quick one. Lane McGillivray and Kelly Sutherland off of 2 and 1. And they're going to come out and match strides as they get southbound and out of town. Chris Molly in behind of Kelly Sutherland, and Roger Moore leaves the infield with all the barrels standing, and BP Canada Outriders in hot pursuit. Up on the front end, we call him the Feather. The Feather is flying high tonight as Kelly Sutherland and Tervita Air Canada have filed a flight plan for the finish line. Lane McGillivray and ATB Financial hanging alongside of Kelly Sutherland, and now they're closing ground. Chris Molly with some good speed. He's all dressed up. No place to go. He's right on the stove rack of Kelly Sutherland, held in a box with Roger Moore to the outside and his outfit, First Financial of Calgary. And here they come to the fourth and final run in the home stretch. The sun is shining on a young man that's had a lot of sunny days at the Rangeland Derby. Kelly Sutherland opens him up a notch. Lane McGillivray from the outside. Closing in is Chris Molly and Roger Moore, but it's Kelly Sutherland by a half. Lane McGillivray, Chris Molly just inches ahead of Roger Moore and First Calgary Financial in an always exciting heat number five.
That's true. Heat number five is always exciting. Everyone says that.
They came to the fore tonight, Russ Peak.
Yeah, Kelly Sutherland, good jump off that one barrel, and he's just getting better and better too, like Jason Glass, for example, as the week wears on. Sitting in the number eight spot is Kelly Sutherland. Yeah, number eight. And,
whatever.
That, if he maintains that or moves up, gets him into the semis.
That time, unofficial 110.91, is a pretty decent unofficial time. That should not hurt Kelly at all and his chances to stay in at least in the top eight.
Okay, Rick Fraser may be a little too late, but he had a good run in heat number four. Let's find out exactly what transpired in heat number four. With the official times for Wrangler, here's numbers, Norm. Normie?
Wrangler, long live Cowboys. Rick Fraser wins heat number four with a 1:10.46. 1:10.46, Rick Fraser. Second place goes to Gary Gorse with a 1:10.85. 1:10.85, Gary Gorse. Luke Tournier was third with a 1:11.02. 1:11.02, Luke Tournier. Mark Sutherland was fourth with a 1:11.72. 1:11.72, Mark Sutherland. Heat number four for Wrangler.
Okay, thank you very much, Norm. And, you know, I'm sitting between two broadcast legends here, heroes of mine, Peter Marr to my left and Russ Peak to my right. And I've asked Peter Marr a lot of questions. I think I should get Russ Peak in here because, Russ, what I want you to do is answer a question for me. Like back in the early days of the Stampede, before they had the actual microphone systems here, you used to call the races from the roof with a megaphone. How heavy was that megaphone, Russ?
You mean back before the barbed wire came in? It was tough.
In the Buffalo home.
Oh, barbed wire.
I do have a question. We were talking Alan Cup, but didn't your hometown Gwynn Allen Cup play-downs years back?
No, they were always in the Hardy Cup.
Intermediate A.
The level just
Intermediate A.
Gotcha.
Intermediate A. All right. I'm at home. You guys have a good night. And keep on chuck wagoning. Keep just stay locked to the Chuck Wagon Radio Network.